online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The government insists support for domestic violence victims is available in every job centre following claims benefit reforms are empowering abusers. A report from MPs is warning universal credit can enable some people to gain financial control as each household receives one payment. Elsewhere today, a first-of-its-kind programme aiming to lower the risks posed by stalkers has just launched in Kent. Ishmael has more for KMFM.
This new approach is designed to reduce obsessive and compulsive behaviour and understand what causes it. Specially trained probation officers will work with convicted stalkers over 3 months to develop ways to break the cycle of offending. There were 340 cases of stalking in Kent last year after it became a specific offence, and people could be referred to the programme by judges as part of their sentence or under conditions placed on them when released from prison.
KMFM News.
A man's denied murdering another man who was found stabbed to death at a house in Tunbridge Wells. 43-year-old Gordon Farns was discovered at a property on Sherwood Road just over a fortnight ago. Gordon Locke, who's 28 and doesn't have a permanent address, is due to go on trial in January. Police want to hear from anyone who was driving on the A2 in Medway last night after a motorcyclist was killed in a crash. The 71-year-old from Rochester came off his bike as he was travelling towards the Wainscott bypass. No other vehicles were involved, but investigators are keen to get hold of any dashcam footage. Farmers are meeting ministers today to discuss what action is to be taken after the heatwave put pressure on crops. The dry, hot weather has meant difficult growing conditions. Meat and milk producers are warning a lack of grass will lead to shortages if temperatures continue to rise. Toby Williams from the NFU has land near Dartford and says livestock farmers are also suffering.
They've had a tough time trying to cut their silage and hay and things like that for forage that's usually destined to feed the animals during the winter months. And a lot of them now, because the grass just is not growing, they're now using those reserves for winter to feed the animals now.
Leading judges say the former leader of the English Defence League can be freed on bail after winning his challenge against a contempt of court ruling. It was made against Tommy Robinson in May when he was sentenced to 13 months in prison for filming people involved in a criminal trial and broadcasting the footage on social media. A convicted drug dealer who was found with 13 kilograms of cocaine near Tunbridge has been ordered to pay back more than £20,000. The 28-year-old has 3 months to pay up or faces a further prison sentence on top of the 8.5 years he's already serving.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Plans have been submitted to extend the Thanet offshore wind farm. A Swedish energy company wants to put 34 more turbines at the site, which is off the Kent coast, about 12 kilometres from Foreness Point near Cliftonville. The 100, which have been there since 2010, produce enough clean energy to run more than 200,000 UK homes. A Kent family who escaped a fire that destroyed their house have spoken out about the importance of having a smoke alarm. A blaze broke out in the house in Borough Green, where Sarah and Stephen Cole lived, just days before their son's second birthday. Stephen says it happened in the middle of the night.
We went to bed, I was asleep, and then Sarah came in, woke me up and said there was a fire in the living room. So still half asleep, I just ran in, picked up James and we just ran out of the house.
Firefighters say having a working smoke alarm probably saved their lives. And an arrow fired by Kent's Orlando Bloom in The Lord of the Rings is among hundreds of movie props set to go under the hammer at auction. The jacket worn by Harrison Ford when he played Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back is expected to fetch up to £1 million, while the hoverboard from Back to the Future Part 2 could make as much as £50,000. Some money raised from the sale in London will go to the NSPCC.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Hockey, and England's women are through to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. They beat South Korea 2-0 last night to set up a tie with the Netherlands in London tomorrow. Kent players Susanna Townsend, Ellie Watton and Grace Ballston are all in the England squad. And in tennis, Britain's Johanna Konta has handed Serena Williams the worst defeat of her her professional tennis career. She thrashed the 23-time Grand Slam champion 6-1, 6-love to progress to the second round of the Silicon Valley Classic. Meantime, Andy Murray continues his comeback from hip surgery when he takes on current British number one Kyle Edmund tonight in the second round of the Washington Open. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.